two teams with similar styles, build on teamwork, build on just doing the basics and playing the basics as well as you can and seeing if you can get over the finish line. What can we expect from the Jaguars against the Combine Captains and Colleges Marooners tomorrow?
I don't want to let the secrets out, but yeah, as you said, do the basics well. As I would have said to you in a previous interview, you know, the conditions are obviously different from where we come from in Guyana and where we would have been playing in Trinidad. And but the basics of cricket still apply. They don't change. Probably any conditions change. And you know, looking back, I think we did relatively well in all three departments in the semi-final. There are a few things, obviously, that, you know, a few situations that we could have played better, bowling wise and batting wise. But you know, we're good enough to get over that hurdle.
Both teams having very good wins in the semi-finals. You fought hard to win, chasing a challenging total, and the Marooners blew away the Trinidad and Tobago Red Force. How does that set up for the final? Do you think both teams will bring to the table?
Yeah, it sets up for a good spectacle, doesn't it? I mean, one team blew the opposition away and a team had to fight hard. I mean that's cricket. You know, not every day you're going to get exciting games, you know, and not every day you're going to get teams scoring 280 and stuff like that. But, you know, the Marooners have been doing well. They're well led by Carlos, obviously, experienced leader in the West Indies T20 side. Yeah, I think, you know, it's going to be a good game tomorrow. If both teams, you know, play to their potential, it should be a good game. I've noticed that the Marooners have been bowling pretty well. You know, we've discussed that as well. They've been bowling pretty well. Look, a good unit. But that doesn't, you know, we shouldn't stray away from our plans. Whatever plans we make, we shouldn't stray away from them because of the opposition. All right? So, you know, we just stick to our plans. And I said, execute. Once we execute well, all right, results will take care of themselves.
On plans, what from the semifinals do you think, what is the key thing that you'll want to do better than you did in the semifinals to try to, you know, secure that title?
Yeah, I think taking those chances. I think we let a couple down. It didn't cost us dearly, but, you know, it probably cost us about 20 to 30 runs too many. All right, so you want to put that right, and I think we could do a bit better in the debt. We've done better in the debt. Jamaica, obviously, a good side, about all the way down. But I think we didn't execute as well as we could have in the debt. And I think that was the difference between us chasing 240 and chasing 275.
As we've discussed before, 13 years since you've won this title, what will this mean for your team if you are to lift the title on Sunday?
Yeah, it means a lot to us, obviously. You know, we've put in a lot of work. We lost earlier this year in Antigua in the semi-final. And, you know, we had a long discussion after that semi-final. And, you know, it's pleasing to get to the final, not just because we lost in last year's semi, but the work that we put in, you know, after that loss. I think two weeks after we lost, we started back, you know, training, and we've put in a hell of a lot of work leading into the tournament. So, you know, it's pleasing to get to the final, but even more pleasing to win.